We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
We have been wired to want people to like us. We have been wired to please others. In some cases, people will go to great lengths to please others. Others will pretend to be someone else just to please the people they want to associate with. I've seen people forget how they were brought up just to please others. I've seen people put their value systems on the back burner just to please others. What drives us to lose our identity and pretend to be something or someone just to please others? Some people will do anything to hear the crowd applaud. As I said earlier, we will go to great lengths to please others. What will you do to please God? What does it take to please God? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." It takes faith to please God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, it says, "By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Enoch had the faith to walk with God. He believed that God was the only true God. Enoch had the faith to walk with God 300 years consistently. Without such faith, it's not possible for anyone to walk or to please God. Genuine faith does not simply believe a divine being exists, but that the God of the Scripture is the only real and true God who exists. Walking with God by faith has its rewards. Enoch was taken as a testimony of his faith. Walking with God by faith creates an intimacy with God wherein you are enveloped in his love. Walking with God by faith requires us to believe the promises of God. Walking with God by faith requires us to trust God every step of the way, even when you can't see what's up ahead. Do you want to please God? Well, have faith. Let your faith be seen each day in your behavior and your actions towards others. Walk with God as Enoch did. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.